Daf is Mi'ila Daf Yud Zayin. We are holding on the top of Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. We're at the Mishnah on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Today's the first day, I think, in a long, long time that we have a little bit of Agadita. So you get a little bit, I don't know if you call it a break, but a little bit of something lighter at some point during today's shiur. So says the Mishnah, Dam HaSheretz VaHabasar Mitzarfim Zeh Mzeh. All the Mishnahis in this parak have been about siruf, when two different items combine with each other to make up the shear of something. So dam of a sheretz and the basar of a sheretz can be mitzaref with each other to equal up the shear of an adasha to be metame. Sheretz is metame with the shear of an adasha, beka adasha. So if you have the dam and the basar of a sheretz, they could combine with each other to make up the shear of an adasha. Klal Amar Rabbi Yeshua said the rule is as follows: Kol shel tumas shetumas of a shiro shavin mitzarfin. Whenever you want to know if things are mitzaref with each other for tuma, so if the tuma and the shear are the same by the two items, then those two items could be mitzarif with each other. What does it mean, the tuma and the shear? So the machlokas Rashi and Tosos over here, or Mefarish and Tosos. The Mefarish writes tumas in Dibur Maschil. Klalam Rabbi Shua Kalshot Tumas v'Shiru Shavin Kigon Nevela Unevela Ochulad v'Achbar Tumas v'Lo Shiru Kigon Sheret Unevela De Tumas on Shavi. Here's the key words: De Shnei and Havi and Tumas Erev. The way he translates Tumas and Shava is that they are Tameh for the same amount of time, that they're going to remain Tameh for the same amount of time, that they're both Tumas Erev. Shi'uro is how much of it you need in order to become Tameh. That everyone agrees about, that Shi'uro means how much of it you would need to become Tameh. But Mefarish says Tumas means how long you will be Tameh for. If you look at Tosfos, Kol She Tumas of Shi'uro Shavim Nitzarfin, Kegon Sharetz V'Sharetz Nevela Nevela, Tumas of Lo Shi'uro Kegon Ever Min HaMesuk Zayin. What does he say? What's Tumas Shava? Ba'ohel. The fact that they are both metame the same way, not for the same amount of time, but the same modes of transmitting tuma apply to both of them. That's Tumas Shava in the eyes of Tosos. So whenever the tuma and the shira are the same, then it's mitzdarif. Tumas v'loshiro, if the tuma is the same, but not the shear, or shear of lotumaso, the shear is the same, but not the modes of tuma according to Tosfos, or the length of time you're going to be tameh. According to Rashi, lo tumas of lo shiro, neither the tuma nor the shear are the same in the two items, then ein mitzarif, and then those two items cannot be mitzarif with each other. So that is the basic rule, and as we saw, the Mefarsh and Tosos give examples of the different possibilities of tumas of a shiro, tumas of lo shiro, shiro of lo tumaso, lo shiro, velo tumaso. So that's the rule. There is a Gemara in Maseches Yuma and Daf Peyal, for the Gemara quotes the sheet of Rav Chista, that when the Mishnah says that if a person is ochel and shosa on Yom Kippurim, eats and drinks on Yom Kippur, that they're not mitzarif to the chiyuv kares, that eat the food and drink are not mitzarif together for a chiyuv kares, that is the sheet of Rav Chista, is that that's actually subject of machlokas, and we're assuming like the sheet of when the Mishnah says that they're not mitzarif, we're assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua. What sheet of Rabbi Yeshua? So the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah that who holds that any time it's ein tumas of v'shiro shava, that two things are not mitzarif. But Rav Nachman says that the din over there in the Mishnah is l'kulei alma, that even the chachamim who disagree over here about when in the world of tuma, when things are not tumas of v'shiro shava, whether they're mitzarif is going to be moda over there. Everyone's going to agree over there, because it's only in regard to tuma that the chachamim hold that you don't need the shear and the tuma to be Shava, because the shame tumah achasi, it's the same shame tumah regardless. But when it comes to eating on Yom Kippur, the Torah's makbir on yishav hadas, and the combination of achila and shtia does not give a person yishav hadas. That's the machlokas amoraim over there in regards to that mishnah, that achila and shtia and Yom Kippur are not mitzarif with each other. So is that l'kulei alma, like Rav Nachman says, or is that only the fear of Yeshua, like Rav Chista says? Now the Keren Ora over there writes that Maskanas HaGemara, it's mashma that by all other Yisurim, where there is no issue of Yishuv Hadas, then Achila and Shtia would be Mitzarif.
So if someone is mala b'chutz or chatzis zayis basar ola, and from his shloshes lugin of yayin that he needs l'nesachim takes a lug and a half, so it's mitstari for his chiyuv of being mala b'chutz, which is against the sheet of Tosos Maseches Vachem Daf Kuf Tes, who writes that no, that even when it comes to mala b'chutz, the achila and the shtia are not going to be mitstari with each other. But fine, the Karen Orer just raises the following question. Where do we ever find that there's anyone that disagrees with Rabbi Yeshua over here? We just have a Mishnah. We don't have anything. We have Klalam Rabbi Yeshua. We don't have anyone. We don't have any Sheet of the Chachamim that's mentioned. So how could the Amoraim in Maseches Yuma start talking about, well, is the Mishnah in Yuma Dafka going like Rabbi Yeshua? Or even like the Chachamim or Cholek? We don't have any Chachamim who are Cholek. So doesn't that automatically mean it's going like Rabbi Yeshua? And furthermore, if the words Tumasov Lo Shiuro means Basar min ames and Aver min ames, like Tosa says, so then certainly the Chachamim are not going to be cholik to say that they're mitzdarif, because if the Aver doesn't have a chatzis ayis basar, so what's a chayich siruf? And if you assume like Rashi, that it means a nevela and a sheret, and the Chachamim are cholik, and they say that nevela and a sheret are mitzdarif, so the Lashon of the Gemara in Yuma, where it says that according to the Chachamim, the reason for tziruf is because shame tuma achasi, well, nevela and sheret are definitely shtei shemos. One is a shame sheretz and one is a shame nevela. And if you can assume like the chachamim that tumas sheretz and nevela are mitstarfim, so that should be a kasha on what we learned yesterday in the shita of Rav Asi that holds that nevelas beim tmeya and nevelas beim tahora are not mitstarif because they're lavim chalukim. But Rav Hidacham hold that even a nevela and a sheretz are mitzdarif. And Rabbi Shua only disagrees because it's not shiurim shava. But had it been shiurim shava, they would be mitzdarif, even though they're lavim chalukim. So the Karen Aruch has a whole series of questions on that Gemara in Maseches Yuma as it relates to our Mishnah. Says the Gemara now, our Gemara is missing a whole bunch of words. The first couple of lines of this Gemara doesn't really read directly clearly, so you have to use the Rishonim over here to sort of fill us in on how to even read it. And we have to look at the emendations of the text on the side also. So Amar Rav Chanan, Amar Rav Zeira, if you look at the Os Beis in the Nesoras HaShas over there, so he says, V'chein Amar Rav Yehuda, Dafka Dam HaSheretz Ubisaro, that it's only if it's dam hasheretz and it's basar. Meaning, when are things mitzarif? When is dam and basar of hasheretz mitzarif, which was the first line of the Mishnah, that dam hasheretz and basar mitzarif with each other? It's only the dam hasheretz ubisaro, the basar and the dam, are from the same sheretz. If they're not from the same sheretz, they're not going to be mitzarif. So on that, Am Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina Hatamein Malamit Shehin Mitzarfin Vafilu Sheretz Vesheretz Sheretz Vedam Beim Yishem Echad Beim Yishnei Shemos. So we see clearly that it's Mitzarif even when it comes from different Shratzim. So how can you say that it's only Mitzarif when it comes from the same Sheretz? So Am Rabbi Yossi Vokasha Kan Bekulo Kan Bemuktsaso. Now the Chiluk is whether it's Bekulo or Bemuktsaso. So what's the whole Shakla Vitari over here? If you look at Tosos, he takes us through the Shakla Vitari of the Gemara. Tosos Amar Rav Chanan Perish. How the Kamar Masnisin Dam Hasheretz Ubesarim Mitzarfin Hainu Dafka Ba'od Hadam Bisheretz Aval Piresh Hadam Mi Basar Hasheretz Ein Mitzarfin. That when is it Mitzarif? Only when the Dam is still in the Sheretz. But when you have Dam, so it's saying a little bit different than the Girsa change we had. The way Tosus reads it is that the Dam and the Sheretz are only Mitzarif when the Dam is still inside the Sheretz. Once the Dam has been separated from the Sheretz, then it's not going to be Mitzarif anymore. On that, Moshe Rav Yossi Rabbi Chanina Hatameim Lamit Shemitzarfin Vafilu Sheretz V'Sheretz Sheretz V'Dam Bein Mishem Echad Bein Mishnei Shemos Pirish Shnei Shemos. What does Shnei Shemos mean? Shnei Shratzim Kama Chulad V'Achbar. Shnei Shemos means two different types of Shratzim, a Chulda and an Achbar. Oz mitzarif dam hasheretz misheretz acher. V'kolshkein dam hasheretz ubesaroshem mitzarfin afilu kipireish. So if a dam hasheretz is going to be mitzarif with the basar of an entirely different type of sheretz, then for sure a dam hasheretz will be mitzarif with the basar of itself, the basar and the dam that come from the same sheretz, when they happen to be separated from each other. So this is the kasha on the original statement of the Gemara. How can you say that dam hasheretz and basar are only mitzarif when they're still together, but once they're parted from
Mishad, they're not mitzarev. We see over here that Masharetz could even be mitzarev with basar from a different sheret. So the answer the Gemara gives says Tosos Amar Rav Yosef Kan Bekulo Kan Bemuktzaso Kolomar Hadam Or Hacha Bebraisus Mitzarf and Dam Shel Sheretz Ze Ubasar Sheretz Acher. That which we say Dam of one Sheretz can be Mitzarf with the Basar of another Sheretz Hainu Dafka Bekulo Shepirish Hadam Misheretz Shalem. That's when the Dam comes from a complete whole Sheretz Vezu Chashuv Litzarif. So that's able to be Mitzarif. For other Amar Gabe Masnis. In the ain mitzarif elam kein odo bo haynu b'mitzaso shlo pirish adam elam eiver echad o mechaticha achas va'azenu chashuv litzarif. That's where the dam comes. When do we say it's not mitzarif? When the dam does not come from an entire sheretz, the dam comes from a piece of a sheretz. Then it's not going to be chashuv enough to be able to be mitzarif. Good. That's how Tosfos reads the Gemara until this point. Tosfos is going to take us a little further, but let's first see it in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Umina teimra." How do I know that there's a between whether it comes from a sheretz shalem or a piece of a sheretz, miditanya nishbach al ritzba. Let's say blood spills on the floor. V'hayu makom katafres, and it's on a slant. The floor is on a slant. Iel al miktaso. If you are my heel over part of that blood, tahar. You're tahar. Iel al kulo. But if you're my heel, if you tumas ol comes in three forms, either you're my heel over the tumas my heel over you, or you're both under the same roof. Now we're talking about where you're being my heel over the tumah. So if you're my heel over the entire tumah, so tame. So my miktaso. What does it mean? You're my heel over miktaso. Ilema miktas dam. If it means to say Miktas dam, some of the dam. V'amar v'chanin amar Rebbe, Revi is dam, shehigis ba tahora. Revi is dam that you stir together is tahar. Elav shmamina kan bekulo kan b'miktaso shmamina. So it must be that we're talking about that there's a chiluk between dam that comes from kulo and dam that comes from miktaso. That's where we derive this concept that there's a chiluk between dam that comes from kulo and dam that comes from miktaso. It's from this case. So again, what is this case? What are we talking about? Back into Tosos. Tosos continues to be mefarish over here. Umina teimra sheish chiluk bein kishabam misheret shalem bein kishabam misheret she'eno shalem. Where do we find that there's a chiluk between coming from a complete sheretz and coming from a non-complete sheretz? Kiditanya nishpach al ritzva v'mekama katafres pirish. What does this mean? Nishpach revius dam hames, a revius of dam from a dead body spills b'makom madron on a slanted place v'lohayu misakev makom echer. Therefore, it doesn't puddle up or stay in one spot. El kan ma'at v'kan ma'at. Rather, there's a little over here, a little over there. Hey, heel al miktaso tahor v'shelo heel al kol revius dam. If you're my heel on only part of it, so then you're tahor because you were not my heel over an entire revius dam. Iel al kulo, sheel al kol makom shenishvach adam, kun sheiel yado alav tame. But if you're my heel on the entire area, then you're going to be tame to az yel al revius. The kasaver shadam shem makom zeh mitzarif l'dam shem makom acher. The dam in the two places are mitzarif with each other as long as you're my heel on the entire thing. Ay vam Rabbi Yochanan revius dam shehigis batar pirish megis hadam bekaf o bekana. That if you're stirring dam with a spoon or something, then it's tar because some of the dam gets absorbed in the spoon. So why would it be tar? I thought that you're going to be, if you're mahil al kulo, it should be. If you're mahil al kulo, it's going to be tame even if it's not all in one spot. So what that some of it's absorbed in the spoon? It's all there, and therefore it should be tame. That's what the Gemara is asking. So on that, the Gemara answers, no, there's a difference between kan bekulo, kan bemiktaso. When we say that if you're mayil on all of it, it's tameh, that's bekulo. When the dam comes from a mace shalem, that's when it's going to be metameh. But when the dam comes from a piece of a mace, then if it's in two different locations, if it's in two different spots, even though you're being mayil over all of it, it's not going to be metameh. So that is our source for this chilik between kulo and miktaso. Good. That is that discussion in the Gemara. Now it gets a little lighter. So says the Gemara. Shal Rabbi Masya ben Cherish as Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai beir Romi. Rabbi Masya ben Cherish asked Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai in the city of Rome the following question: Minayin le dam shrotzim shu tamei? How do we know that dam shrotzim
Artame, the dam of Shratz Martame. Samarlay, Damakra, Vizelachem Atame. So he says, Pasuk says, Vizelachem Atame, and based on that Pasuk, the way Tosa understands him, Yisura Devav, De Vize Kadarish. O Mehede Hatame. There's an extra letter in there somewhere. It's either Vize Hatame, something, one of these letters are extra, and it's from that extra letter that we learn that the Dam of Asheret is going to be Mitame. Some of the Talmidim, so the Talmidim said, Chacham Le Ben Yochai. Wow, Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai is very, very smart and accomplished on his own. Right, Neschakim Le'atzmo. He's Neschakim for himself. Some of them, Amar Lehem, he said, Talmud Aruch B'Fiv Sharab Lazab Rabbi Yossi. This is actually a full teaching from Rabbi Lazab Rabbi Yossi. Shepam Achas Gazra Malchus Gzeit, meaning it's not only Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai original. This comes from somewhere. This is from Rav Lozer Rabbi Yossi. Shepam achas gozer amalchus gzeira shlo yishmur es haShabbos v'shelo yamolu es b'nehem v'sheyivlu es nidos. That one time the malchus made a gzeira that Jews were not allowed to be shomer Shabbos, that Jews were not allowed to be mal their children, and that they have to be boel nidos, that they have to sleep with their wives when they are nidos. Those were the three gzeiros. Halach Rabbi Reuven ben Estruvli. So Rabbi Reuven ben Estruvli went v'siper kom. And he got a unique kind of haircut. Rashi on the bottom, v'siper komi shegilei chaseir shal mitzcho v'inia chaseir shal achrav ketan baloris. He got the baloris kind of haircut, which is according to it's machlok. We showed him exactly how it looks, but according to Rashi, it means he shaved the top of his head and he left the back of his hair growing long. That was the their kind most in Yehudi. That's the kind of haircut that the Ovdik Chavim used to get, the baloris haircut. And he did that so that he should not be recognizable as a Jew. So he went and he was Siper Komi. V'halach v'yashav imam, and he went and he sat with them. He sat amongst them, pretending to not be Jewish. So Amar Lahem, he said to them, so again, he has to fight these gzeiros. They just made three terrible gzeiros. They made a gzeiro, we can't be Shomer Shabbos, we can't give bris milah anymore, and we have to be boel nidos. So so he tried to get them to stop these gzeiros by pretending to be a guy, and pretending to not have the best interest of the Jewish people in mind. So what he said was, Amar Lahem, Misha yesh lo oyev, ye ani o yashir. When you have an enemy, do you want your enemy to be poor, or you want your enemy to be wealthy? Some are low yeani. They said, well, obviously we want our enemy to be poor. We don't want the enemy to be wealthy. So Amalehem, Imkein, lo yasu malacha b'shabbos, kadei she'anu. So he says, wouldn't it be better if we could limit the amount of work days that our enemy could have? Instead of telling him to work 7 days a week and forcing him to work on that seventh day, that's just more time for him to make money. Better for to tell him that he can't work on that seventh day, he won't be able to make money that seventh day, then he'll be poor. So Amru Tavisa, Amar Livatel Ubitlua. So they said, good idea. You know, you're very smart. It's Nachon Hadavar Vitov Lasos Livatel Gzera, Tosa says. And therefore, they were Mivatel Gzera. Good, so he got rid of the Gzera about Shabbos. So Amar Lahem, Chazav Amar Lahem, rather, Mishi Yishlo Oyev, Yakhish O Yavri. So his next chance was, if someone has an enemy, do you want them to be weak or do you want them to be strong? Some are low Yakhish, well, we want them to be weak. Some are Lahem, he says to them, well, there's a surgical procedure they're all willing to do, and we know how surgery knocks a person out and makes a person weak, and we just made a gzera that they can't do this surgery, which is only going to make them stronger. Im Kenya, Molu B'neim L'shmona Yamim, V'yakhishu, let them do meal on the eighth day, and they'll be weak. I don't know why Dafka the eighth day, meaning, but that's when they were going to do it. That's when they were willing to do the surgical procedure. So let them do the surgical procedure on the eighth day, and they'll be weak. So Amru Tavisa Amar Batlua. So again, they said, good idea, and they were Mevatel the Gezeira against Mila. Chazav Yamalem. Then he said to them, Mish Yishla Oyev, Yarbe O Yisma'it. When you have an enemy, do you want them to continue to multiply, or do you want them to dwindle when you have an enemy? So Amru Lo, right? Do you want Pen Yirbe, right? that was Paro's concern, that they're going to become too many. So Amar lo Yismai, they said, obviously we want them to dwindle in numbers so that we could dominate them, that we could be overpowering to them. Same Cain, lo yivalu nidos. So you just made a gzeira. They're willing to take 2 weeks out of the month almost and say that we're not going to be with our wives. That's obviously going to limit their opportunities to have children. So don't have them be boel nidos, and let them follow what they're willing to do, and you'll have fewer children, you'll have less people to worry about, less enemies to worry about. Samru tavisa amar betula. They said, great idea, and they were mevatel that gezeira as well. Hikiru bo shehu Yehudi. They realized then that he's a Jew. They're like, wait a second, this guy has us undoing every single gezeira that we made against the Jewish people. So they realized that he's a Jew. Hechzirim, and therefore they brought back all of the gzeiros. So amru mi yelech v'yevatel gzeiros. So they said, who should go and be mevatel the gzeiros? Yelech Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai shumalumad benisim. Let's go send Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, because Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is used to having miracles happen for him. He's had miracles happen for him in the past. When was that? So says Rashi, shumalumad benisim shenasul anisim b'ma'ara k'digarsim perik b'madlikin. The famous story of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai in the cave, that the miracles happened for him with the buckshot tree and the fountain that emerged for him and his survival for all those years, as well as obviously the miracles that happened upon his emergence, but primarily, I guess, the miracles that happened that he was able to survive all those years. So that shows us that he's used to miracles. So we're 8 days off from a Daf Yomi coincidence, right? Lag, but it's always an easy way to remember where that sugya is in Masechet Shabbos. It's on Daf Lag in Masechet Shabbos, so it's a good way to remember it. So anyway, so Reb Shimon ben Yochai, who's melumed benisim, should go. He's gonna be able to make miracles for us. Va'achrav miyelech, and what about after him? Who should go? Reb Lozer Rabbi Yossi. So Reb Lozer Rabbi Yossi should go. Samalehem Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, the father of Reb Lozer Rabbi Yossi, says, V'ilu haya abba chalaf takayim yicholin atam lomar lo tein bin chala riga. He says, I don't understand. How can you ask me as a father to allow my son to go? He's going to get killed. I don't want my son to go. We'll see exactly, meaning if my father was alive, he wouldn't let me go. He would not want his son to get killed. So you can't convince me to let Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Yossi go. I do not want him to get killed. Some of them, Rabbi Shimon, ilu hayu yochai abakayim, yichol natam lomelo tein minchol ariga. Rabbi Shimon Yochai says, what? And I don't have a father? Meaning, why is my death okay? If Yochai was around, would you be able to tell him to send his son to be killed? Come on, that's what we have to do. You can't be afraid. We have to stand up for the Jewish people. We can't be afraid of the enemies. Samuel Rabbi Yossi says, Ana Dilma Anishle Rabbi Shimon de Kamistafina. He says, No, I'm not worried about the enemies. I'm worried about you. Rabbi Shimon Yochai was short tempered. He sometimes he's intolerant, and he was afraid that if Rabbi Yossi was afraid that if his son Rabbi Lazar says something that Rabbi Shimon Yochai doesn't like, Rabbi Shimon Yochai will kill him. So he wasn't worried about the enemies, he was worried about Rabbi Shimon Yochai. He says, yeah, Yochai, your father wouldn't have a problem letting you go because you're not going to kill yourself, but you might hurt somebody else. I don't want you hurting my son. So he's mekabel on himself that he's not going to do anything. He'll behave himself. He's not going to hurt Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Yossi. Afilu hachi anshe. Still, he couldn't help himself. When they were traveling, so they were talking and learning. That's what you do when you're traveling amongst chaverim. So they were talking and learning. The following shaila came up. This whole story is quoted for that line. Where do we find that dam asheret is tame? So ikem piv Rabbi Lozer bar Rabbi Yossi va'amar v'zelachem hatame. So Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Yossi responded quickly. Ikem piv, Tosa says, mir lahashiv. He responded very quickly and he said, it's from the pasuk, vizel lachem hatameh. Same pasuk that we saw Rabbi Shimon Yochai quoted on Amud Aleph. So Amar Leih Rabbi Shimon, me'akimas vasecha ata nikr shetamul chachabata. From your quick response, it's clear that you're a Talmud Chacham. Al yachzor haben eitz alaviv. the son should not go back to the father. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Birushalmi Mefari, says Tosus rather, Birushalmi Mefari Shach Zaso Askara, Ukshniskra Bishimon al Shehisn Lashiv Alaviv, Chazav Nispal Alav Nisrape, that he became very sick with Askara, and when Rabbi Shimon realized that he made a promise to return him, he davened that he should have a refuah shleim. Apparently Rabbi Shimon Yochai was not happy that Rabbi Yossi was so quick to respond and didn't pay the respect of letting Rabbi Shimon Yochai say a response. So Rabbi Shimon Yochai criticized him, and he was and he became very ill. Rabbi Yossi became very ill. So anyway, the story now continues. But what do we see from this point? That everyone complimented Rabbi Shimon Yochai when he gave the answer. How do we know that Damasharet is Tameh? Says Vizelachem Atameh. Everyone says, "Wow, what an original thinker! He came up with all of this on his own." So Gemara says, "No, he didn't come up with this on his own. This was from Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi. This was a Talmud Aruch of Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi." As the story tells us, that Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi was the one that was Ikem Piv and gave this this answer. So Yassel Lekrasa Bent Malion, Ritzonchem Avo Imachem. So Bent Malion came to go greet them. He says, "Would you like that I would come with you?" Bach Rabbi Shimon va'amar. So Rabbi Shimon cried out and said, "Mas Shivcha Shel Beis Abba Nizdamin LaMalach Shalosh Pa'amim. If even Hagar, the Shivcha from my ancestor's house, a Malach came to greet her three times, Vani Lo Pa'amachas." Yavo Hanes Mikol Makom Kadimhu. So still, and I don't have anything even one time. Still, nevertheless, he came with him. Ol Bibarte de Kesar. So they ran into the daughter of Kesar. Rashi says, Ol Bibarte de Kesar. Vinishtaga Vahisot So Ekes Vomeres Heviulo is Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai Bekol Shah. Vidachulim Farishasim. That the Barte de Kesar was going nuts, and she started screaming out, "I need you to bring me Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. I need you to bring me Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai." Kimata Hasam Amar Ben Tmalion Say Ben Tmalion Say. When they got there, they said Ben Tmalion. They said Ben Tmalion, get out. The Kivan de Karulei Nafak Azel. And when they called him, he went in. Amar Luhun Sheilu Kol Madi Isluchul Nemishol Vaylinu Leginze Lishkol Kol Debo. So he said, ask whatever's on your mind, and then you can go into the treasure house and take whatever it is you want. Ashkahu igrasha klua vikarua. So he went into the treasure house. He found that igeres where they had all the gzeros written on it. The gzera that we weren't allowed to have mila, and that we weren't, and that we had to be bold on nidos, and we weren't allowed to keep Shabbos. And he just tore up the gzera. That's why Rav Lazar Rabbi Yossi was able to tell us elsewhere that he saw the paruchas from the Beis Hamikdash that had blood dripped on it. That the tipe dam from the avoda of the zrika of the blood of the, what was it, the seirim that was of the seir that was thrown on the parochas. So he said, I saw the parochas with my own eyes, and it had tipe dam on it. When would he see the parochas with his own eyes? When he went to Rome to be mivatel gzeros along with Rabbi Shimon Yochai, and he got into their Beis Kenazim, he went into their treasure house. So even though they didn't take the parochas, they only took the igeres, to rip up the igeres, because that was their job, that's what they were there for, but he had seen the parochas along the way as well. So that's the story in its entirety, a number of things about this story that we need to talk about. So first of all, Tosfos on the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Ilu haya Abba Chalafta Kayim. Tosfos explains the back and forth over here about Rabbi Yossi saying, "I'm not happy about sending Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi along with Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai." He explains the conversation that occurred. Yecholon atem lomar tein binchol ariga kamosh atem omrim la'atzmi l'shloach b'niim Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. He says, "If my father was alive, he would never send me with Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, and yet you're asking of me to send my son with Rabbi Shimon Yochai, shehu ka'ason." Rabbi Shimon Yochai gets angry easily. V'yare yani shema yanishu yanishenu, and I'm afraid he might punish my son, and it's going to be bad. Rabbi Shimon Yisover. Rabbi Shimon didn't understand what he was saying, though. He didn't understand that was Rabbi Yossi's hesitation. He thought shalohi omer kein bavuro el bavur emas hamalchus. He originally thought that what Rabbi Yossi was saying was, "I don't want to send Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi not because of you, Rabbi Shimon, but because of the emas hamalchus. I'm afraid what the enemy is going to do to him." Penistakin bedavar. So that's why the lechein omer. That's why Rabbi Shimon responded.
What do you mean? Why should my father be any less concerned about the Emes HaMalchus than you're concerned about the Emes HaMalchus for your son? So you can't weasel out of it because you're afraid of the Malchus. We have to do something. There's a major gzeira against the Jewish people. The Heshev Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi's response was, Ana azli dilma anish le Rabbi Shimon lebri mistafina shu nar umemar lahashiv Rabbi Shimon noach lechos umak v'dav muadhu. Rabbi Yossi said, I know my son. My son is very young. Young people are sometimes very exuberant and they sometimes react quickly without thinking everything through. So I know something's going to happen. My son's going to say something. He's going to speak out of turn. Even if he says something very smart, he's going to speak out of turn. Rabbi Shimon's going to get all upset about the lack of Derech Eretz when he speaks out of turn, and Rabbi Shimon's going to kill him, so I'm not interested. So, and that's how the story in fact happened. So Kshem Mahalkam Derech Vukhule Mikal Makam Halak Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yosik and Farish Yushalmi Shem Shimon Nadr Shaloy Shaloyani Shenu. So the Yushalmi explains that detail, that how did Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon end up going? Because Rabbi Shimon made a promise. Rabbi Shimon said, I'm not going to do anything. Even if he speaks out of turn, I'll be very tolerant with him. I'll be very easygoing with him. I'm not going to do anything with him. Fine. Now, of all of the things to make Gzeirus on, they dafka chose, even before we get to that, once we're on the topic of this conversation about Ilu Haya Abba Chalafta, if my father Chalafta was alive, would any of this have ever happened? We've mentioned many times in the past, there's a famous comment of Rabbi Kiva Eger in Yerodei Asum in Reish Mem, in Hilchus Kibra Ve'eim. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Hilchus Kibra Ve'eim points out, how is it mutter for Rabbi Yossi to call his father by his name? He says, if my father Chalafta, and he says his first name, Chalafta. There's an Isra Mefurash in Midin Kibrav to call one's father by their name. And it's also difficult in the Gemara Mesechus Brachos Daf Yud Ches and Beis, where Shmuel calls his father by his name as well. However, the Ramah in Hilchos Kibud Rabo, rather, the Ramah writes in Siman Reish Mem Beis with the Halachos of Kavod Rav that you're allowed to call your Rebbe by the first name if you're Mosif a Kinoi, if you add a title like Ravu Mori, Rebbe Umori. Once you say Rebbe Umori, then you're allowed to say his first name. So you can say Rav Moshe. Well, I learned by Rav Moshe. How can you say Rav Moshe? You can't say I learned by Moshe. You have to say Rav Moshe. You have to say a Kinoi. Only with the Kinoi, then you're allowed to say it. The Shach over there in Sivkan Chavdal says that's Dafka in a place where it's Shalom Bafanav. But Bafanav, even with the Kinoi, you're not allowed to say his first name. However, the Pesach Tshuva quotes from the Sefer Regal Yishara and other Acharon that are Cholik on the Shach, and they say that even Bafanav, as long as you add the Kinoi, it makes everything mutter. So says the Bir Agra, this Heter is said not only by a Rebbe, but by a father as well. And his raya is from Rabbi Yossi. In many places in Shas, he calls him Abba Chalafta. How is he allowed to call him Abba Chalafta? Because he said Abba. So once he added Abba, so that's a title, and therefore he's allowed to call him Abba Chalafta. In the Sefer Koheles Yaakov, he writes that really in all of these places, the Tanaim didn't actually mention their father's names. These people said Abba. Whoever was Masada the Brisa added in the name of the father in order to make it to inform us who the story is about. But really, it never said it in the original text. These people didn't originally say the names of their fathers. So Rav Moshe, Yardei Chelik Aleph, Simen Kuf Lamed Gimel, Paskins La Halacha, that we should be machmir like the sheet of the Yamshel Shlomo, not to be maskir Shem Aviv, even with a kinoy of kavod. But b'makom atzarech, where you need to let somebody know who the father is, then it's mutter even according to the marshal. Then everyone would be makel to use a kinoy and to say the father's name. But if unless there's a need to just identify who your father is, who you're talking about, even to use a shem shel kavod, you're not supposed to use. And he says you could also be makel b'makom that the father is mochel. Even though the poskim say it's a mitzvah l'chabed asaviv, even when the father is mochel, but nevertheless, when there's machlokas haposkim and the father is mochel, then everyone would agree that you could accept that mechila. So that's about this issue where it says Abba Chalafta. A couple of other points about this Gemara. So he said to him, when you have an enemy, one of the tainas that originally, the original person who had the conversation, I forgot his name, something is Strobla, Rabbi Reuven ben Strobli, one of his original points was, if you have an enemy, do you want it to be poor? If you have an enemy, do you want it to be strong? If you have, right, all of these tainas that he made. So he quotes here from the Sefer HaChaim, from the brother of the Maral Prague. Sefer HaChaim wonders, what's this taina of Rabbi Reuven ben Strobli? All the Yumos HaOlam know that these three mitzvahs are
are what keep us going, that these three mitzvahs are good for the Jews, that they're not bad for the Jews. Well, this is how did he trick them? Meaning, were they such total, utter fools that they didn't realize? What were they thinking when they made the gezeiros originally if they didn't realize that these mitzvahs were helpful to Klal Yisrael? So he writes that mitzvos, when they're not done with the proper kavana, do not help us that much. They don't help us in any way, and therefore a mitzvah that's only an ol or a masa kaved ala adam, where he's not mechaving the kavana ruuya, when Klal Yisrael doesn't do it the proper way, so then we won't have the haftacha of shomer mitzvah l'yeda davara, and when we do mitzvahs properly, then the oni will not hit us just because we don't observe Shabbos. Chulsha won't hit us just because we do mila, and we won't be less in number just because we're not boel nidos. But bisman that we're not doing the mitzvahs b'kitikunam, then the mitzvahs are only an ol masa kaved. They're only a burden on us. We're not doing the mitzvahs properly. So if there's a shmir Shabbos and bitul malacha, that's going to cause anios. Mitzvahs mila is going to cause us to become weak. Tzvilas nida is going to cause us to have less children. So that's the way Chazal darshan Maseches Kiddushin Daf Lamed and Beis, when it says v'samtem zocha nasa samachayim, that if we are zocha, then the Torah is a samachayim, but lo zocha nasa samhamaves, but if we're not zocha, then it could become a samhamaves. So Reuven Ben Shuvli was saying, let Klal Yisrael do the mitzvos, because memela that right now they're not doing the mitzvah with kavanos ritzios, and the mitzvos are going to be samhamaves for them. Meaning, the mitzvahs can be, you're right, what Reuven Ben Struvli was telling them is that the mitzvahs, it's correct that the mitzvahs can be the greatest thing for Klal Yisrael, but they can also be the worst thing for Klal Yisrael. So allow them to do the mitzvahs, because I don't have confidence in them to do it the proper way where it's going to be the greatest thing for them. It's more likely going to be the worst thing for Klal Yisrael. About the haircut, just a quick word. The Rambam at the very first halacha in the 11th parak of Hilchos Avodah Zarah says that we don't go b'chukos ha'ovdei kochavim. We try not to be like the ovdei kochavim. Lo b'malbush v'lo b'seyar. Not with malbush, nor with seyar, nor with hair. We don't grow the tzitzis rosho kemo tzitzis rosham. We are not megaleach minat stadim v'yaniach ha'seyar be'emtza. We don't shave the sides of that and allow the hair to grow in the middle like the Goyim do. That's what's called Baloris, the Rambam writes. However, the Rambam adds a couple of halachas later. If you have a Yisrael who's Karav L'Malchus and he has to sit in front of their kings and it will be a Gnai to not look like them, then he's allowed to wear their clothing and he's allowed to be Megaleach like they are Megaleach. So that's a heter, and that's what Reuven Ben Ostrovli was allowed to do. That goes Maimonius and the Kesef Mishnah write that the Makar of the Rambam is from the Gemara Meseches Baba Kama on Daf Pei Gimel and Sota Daf Mem Tes, where the Chacham were Matir for Reuven Ben Ostrovli to be Mestaper Komi in order to be able to sit Lifnei the Malchus. So it's from this same Reuven Ben Ostrovli that we learn that halacha that we have these kulas. Kesef Mishnah just adds that from the story that the Gemara tells over here, we learn that Reuven Ben Ostrovli was recognized as a Jew. He was Mestaper Komi and he sat with them and he tried to save the Jewish people, even though he was Mishana Malbusho Kemalbusho V'Kachavim. But he says, I don't understand. According to the Rambam, if someone is Mislavish Kavim, Mestaper Kamal, so he gets Malkus, so how are the Chavim able to be Matir these Yisurim? You're allowed to just get rid of Yisurim for Krove Malchus? All bets are off for Krove Malchus? Kazmisha doesn't understand where this heter comes from. So Kazmisha says that you could say because of Hatzalos Klal Yisrael they were Matir it. It was Pikuach Nefesh. That's why they were Matir these Yisurim. Or he says, really, the Torah is never mefarit dizi surim. The Torah just says b'chukosayim lo selechu. This is masra kasav l'chacham. The chacham have the right to determine what's called b'chukosayim lo selechu. So they determine that this is not included in b'chukosayim lo selechu. Fine. And Bach writes that no, the lashon b'chukosayim lo selechu means that you want to be like the of the chacham and to act like them, and that because that looks like you're moda to their avodah zara, to their religious beliefs. So if you're only doing it to be noik kamosim, so that you don't look bad and that you're not doing it, so that it shouldn't be a gnai, you're not doing it to be like them and to express religious beliefs like them, maybe that's not included in the Yisr. That's how the Bach writes. Okay, next Mishnah. Ha-pigel va-nosr mitzarv mipnei shein shnei shemos. Pigel va-nosr are not mitzarv with each other because they're two different shemos of Yisr. Ha-sharetz va-nevelu v'kena nevelu basra meisein mitzarv mzeh mzeh l'tamei afil b'kal shebishneim. If you have sharetz and nevelu, or nevelu and basra meis, they're not mitzarv even to be mitamei like the lesser tuma of the two items. They're not, still not mitzarv with each other. Amrav Yudam Shmua lo shanu el tuma seyadayim to be drabanan hi. Avlinin achila mitstarfin. When we say that pigul and osar are not mitstarif, they're not mitstarif for the tuma that they make your hands tame, because that's only a tuma midrabanan. But when it comes to the isra of eating pigul and osar, they are mitstarif with each other to make up the shear of achila. The tanya of lazromer lo yochal ki kodeshu kol shav kodesh pasul ba kasvlitin lo sasel achilaso. Anything that's possible, Kodesh, there is an Isser to eat. And that Isser, they are mitzvah. For that Isser Achila, Pigel and Nosar are mitzvah with each other. It's only the Tumas Yadayim for which they are not mitzvah with each other. Says the next Mishnah, Ha'ochel shenitma ba'avatumah v'shenitma b'vladatumah mitzvahim ze'im ze'. If you have food that becomes tame from an avatumah, and food that had become tame from a vladatumah. Vladatumah means some offshoot of the av, which would be a Rishon and below. So let's assume a Rishon the Tumah. They can be mitzarif with each other to be mitame like a rishon l'tumah, meaning you have a half a gezayis of the avatumah, half a gezayis of the rishon l'tumah. So it's kilu, you have a gezayis of a rishon l'tumah, you have a gezayis of at least a rishon. So it's mitzarif to be mitame like the kal shebishneim. Kol ha'ochel mitzarif mzeh mzeh lufsal ha'gviya kibachatzi pras gemazon shtei sudos le'eruv ukebeitza l'tame tumas ochlin ukegrogros l'tzal shabbos. All these shiurim of food, if you have any different types of food, they are mitzarif with each other for lufsal sagvir b'chatzi pras, for the halacha that if you in a bayis hamenuga and you wait there the amount of time to eat a chatzi pras, so to passel the gviya, to passel the person's body, the mazon shtei sudos that you need for an eruv, it's all different types of food are mitzarif. The kibetza to be mitami to masochlin, in order for food to transmit tuma to something else, you need at least a kibetza of food, a grogris in order to be chayiv for carrying food outside into Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos, you need to have a shear of a grogris, so all different types of food are mitzayif to that shear, and in order to be chayiv for eating in Yom Kippur, you need to eat a shear of a koseves, so all different types of food are mitzayif to the shear of a koseves. Kol mashkin mitzayif from zu mzu, lifsal sagvir b'revius, ukumo lugma b'yom ha-kippurim, and all mashkin are mitzayif with each other for all the halachos that are drink related of foods. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, matam. So Rabbi Shimon says, what's the reason that a vlada tuma, which is a rishon, is able to be mitzarif with a vlad sheni? She'efshal the sheni she'as a rishon, because a sheni can become a rishon. What? Umikav it sheni rishon? Hello efshar. No, that's not possible. A sheni cannot become a rishon. Will never become a rishon. We don't find a tuma in this way, even and certainly a rishon is not going to be able to make a sheni into a rishon. That's impossible. So Amarava Hachikamar, mi garam l'sheni. What caused the sheni to be a sheni? Lav rishon. Didn't it first come from a rishon, and therefore it's mitzarif to at least get to the level of sheni. Ravashi Amar rishon v'sheni l'gabi shlishi b'neichad biksi inun. He says no. When you have a rishon and a sheni in regards to a shlishi, a rishon and a sheni are both the same because they're both more intense tuma than the shlishi. So that's why a rishon and a sheni can be mitzarif to make something else kikal shebishneim. It can make something else a shlishi as if they are both themselves a sheni. Okay, but Shem will pick up from the Mishnah on the top of Yud Chas Aleph tomorrow. Sure.